Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 17th day of June 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, roughly. We will have open phones for you today. The toll-free number to join us anywhere around the country, listening on the AM or FM dial, internet, satellite, or shortwave, 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ. After the mothership station we broadcast out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, Texas, and locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. You're always welcome to drop me a call there as well. And there's a message board on the home base station's website, 590KLBJ.com. We'll be looking at that message board and perhaps going over some of those questions or comments today. I was up at about 3 in the morning last night working, and it's always in the late evening or early morning hours that you get that you tend to be more reflective and just really honestly look at what we face and what's happening with our society. And I think the easiest way to describe this is Matrix-like. It's Matrix-like. It's one cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it for themselves. How many of you who even think you know about the New World Order consciously understand that in plain view, over 75% of all the taxes you pay have been delivered directly to private, predominantly offshore corporations, and that over 75% of the taxes, all the many, many different types of taxes, really over 50 of them that the average person pays, depending on the state you live in, that since the end of World War II, that is taken directly and put into global corporations that are now bigger than most nations. And that those corporations publicly are working to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they openly admit it in public policy papers. Or that they publicly admit that they have bought up over 200 refineries in the U.S. and shut them down to artificially raise gas prices. How many of you know this? This is absolute fact. It's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. That's the gateway to learn of the real world, of the magician behind the curtain in the land of Oz. Now, when it comes to the true financial architecture of the world. See, we all operate and live within that very narrow spectrum where we're supposed to live and be informed and invest. And that is just a very small area of the total financial world architecture. And now they've got more than 75% of the wealth. The middle class of the world is extremely tiny. Yet again, they've reached their goal. And they don't need free market anymore. They don't need freedom anymore. And the New World Order architects are moving to set up a hellish planet. And they confuse you with different flavors of liberal, different flavors of conservative, and debates of little or no significance that literally mean nothing or next to nothing. And they are now moving in with their final phase. What hit me was I was doing the final voiceover for my film Endgame. Because what I do is I write a basic outline, but I don't really script my documentaries. You know, as I make them over a year-plus period, I collate the data. I have the latest information. I mean, when my film comes out, it'll have stuff in it from a week before. I mean, I'm constantly going back and adding the newest info. And there, with all my years of studying how many people governments have killed, I was looking at official State Department, official Chinese government, official Russian archives. The admission is over 200 million people killed by government last century alone. Over 200 million. Now, about 100 million of those were forcibly, by design, starved to death. But the other 100 million or so were shot or hung. And it's just unbelievable to realize that the number one cause of non-natural death, that is cancer, heart attacks, things like that, are natural. The number one cause of non-natural death, without any debate, I went and pulled the numbers from the World Almanac, did a lot of number crunching last night, above everything is government. Government is just an absolute scourge on humanity. And it is an absolute nightmare. And there have been thousands of corrupt, tyrannical governments in the last 6,000 years of civilization, since man set up city-states, the nation-states, and empires. There have been thousands of corrupt empires, thousands of corrupt leaders. And there have been less than 10 semi-free societies. Now, if you think you can sit there and do nothing but watch football, and nothing but and go to topless bars, and nothing but party, and nothing but go out on your boat, and or nothing but smoke pot and drink whiskey, and live in a free society, and just giggle and laugh at everything, you've got another thing coming. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you can't go out on your boat, and I'm not saying you can't drink a beer. My point is, if that's all you do, you know all the football scores, but you don't know anything about history or anything about the world architecture or what the elite are saying they're going to do. And for those of you that say it can't happen here, it won't happen here, it isn't going to happen here, every top law professor out there on both sides of the false political paradigm say we're going into tyranny. Even the UN put out a report today saying that the West is going into pure fascism. Of course, that's how these tyrants do it, though. They'll report on the other tyrant. You know, the fascists will report on the communists, and the communists will report on the fascists. But bottom line, we have a corrupt elite completely out of control right now. Just absolutely out of control, and you and your family mean absolutely nothing to them. I want today to talk about the so-called immigration reform bill. I have a copy of the bill. This has only been public now for about a week and a half. And it was worse than we had first thought. I talked about that last week. But more than just the immigration bill and how they keep resurrecting it on a daily basis and how that's a psychological warfare tactic, I want to cover what it means that we have over 90% of Americans in major Gallup polls against it and that the government, both parties, don't care and are doing it anyways. And what it means for the mainstream media who's still acting like everyone's for it and trying to spin it. And I wanted to bring that in and connect that in with the denial by conservatives in this country, because I was on Town Hall today and a bunch of other big sites, and I noticed that they were saying Ron Paul isn't a conservative, he's bad, he's not good for America. They're real conservatives, and there is no NAU, there is no North American Union, the immigration bill's good, it's not amnesty, and they're counting on you folks not reading the bill. I mean, they lie to you. They lie to you. They sit there and tell you they're conservative all day long when they're not. I mean, Free Republic, Town Hall, Human Events, all of them. They're not stupid, folks. They know. They know that they're lying to you, and they know that most of you are not going to go pull up the bill. And it's just mind-blowing to me that they'll just sit there and lie to you. And you won't be insulted by that. And the same thing goes for the fake left in this country. Global warming, man-made, is such a fraud. Even if you believe in it, carbon tax is a global tax. It's a new system of taxation and feudalism. One-child policy, you name it. And you don't even know that. When we get back, I'm going to go into this. There's been open calls by Trent Lott to start shutting down talk radio. The Republican Party is very upset. And Tony Blair is calling for shutting down the Internet, free speech. We'll tell you about it, folks. It's serious news. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
I know we've got calls from as far away as Canada and Michigan, USA. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. And I'm going to detail some of the things I'm about to talk about more later in the next hour and 40 minutes that we've got left here. But I want to go over some facts. I know several times in the last few weeks I've covered the 20 loopholes in the immigration bill. They're not loopholes. A loophole is something, you know, built into it so you can get out of it. This thing is an amnesty. It's true that they say that. It's complete capitulation and the end of the country. Literally. And I'm not the only person saying that. You really should go read this bill for yourself. But the big news here is that the New York Times a few weeks ago came out and admitted that the states are lobbying and big telecommunications companies are lobbying to literally end the Internet, to end net neutrality where you can't travel around where you want, when you want, kind of whole sections of the web being hacked off and kind of made private domains and deals with major corporations. Just a couple years ago, Level 3 and Cogent, two big Internet backbone relay systems, had a fight with each other and about 40% of the web was inaccessible. Remember that? Remember that? Maybe you don't. This is very, very serious. And then forcing us on to Internet 2, where you waive your rights, where you don't have free speech, where you've got to register yourself, where you've got to have a subdomain under 50 corporations or 50 universities that are part of a 100 group. It's a controlled monopoly. It's like what Texas is doing, handing over already existing roads to some foreign company to throw toll booths on it and tax you. It's just looting. That's how they operate. And the New York Times said, yes, there are bills to tax email. Yes, there are bills to start shutting down the web. Okay? And they were all for it, of course. Then one of the Senate leaders in the Republican Party, Trent Lott, is in a New York Times article today titled, Senate Leaders Agree to Revive Immigration Bill. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. You can go to Drudge and link through to it as well. He's changed the headline and the link to Trent Lott, Tax Talk Radio. But you read his actual quote. He says that talk radio, hate radio, is running America today, and so we've got to start regulating it and controlling it, exactly what Hillary Clinton and others have been talking about. And, hey, since the mid-'80s, folks, you know, we've had, quote, free speech on talk radio. People think, you know, they can never take it away. It didn't exist before until people challenged it in the courts. It's called the Fairness Doctrine. If I got up here and said Al Gore's a piece of trash or George Bush is a piece of filth or they're a bunch of scallywags, then, whoa, someone could demand political equal time. No, I got free speech. By the way, the genie's out of the bottle. You guys can try this all day long. Just keep showing everybody who you are. The scary thing is they've got the major newspaper associations behind them. They've even got a lot of the big talk radio associations behind them. They've got the big TV network execs behind them all over the planet, not just in the U.S., and I've got those articles here in front of me today. Why? Because alternative media is taking over the old media, literally merging with it, and because old media can't survive unless they do it, and it's simply even dwarfing those mergers. And the exponential growth of alternative media is so straight up in its growth curve but it's like the old line, old guard noticing a tsunami tidal wave is hitting them when it's 100 yards from their front porch on the beach. There's no running. There's nothing you can do. I just want to give you that little news flash. I've studied history and trends, and I've also looked at all the big government analysis of this, and you can try to even unplug the whole web. It isn't going to work. You can't put perfume on a pig. But Senate leaders agree to revive immigration bill. That's a whole other tactic right there. Remember, I told you 3 weeks ago, I told you last week, I said, watch, it's not dead, it'll be reintroduced. And it wasn't a hard call. They did that with campaign finance reform. Just because they use the word reform doesn't mean it's good. Reform just means to change. Well, I mean, if you gain 100 pounds, is that a good reform? No, you've just been reformed. You could, again, it's some, but semantically we've been taught to believe the word reform means it's good. Folks, probably one of the worst things in there isn't just that it allows aggravated felons. That means hardcore rapists. It says it in the bill. Felons, armed robbers, to be instantly legalized. Instantly. Given a Social Security card, legalized for 12 years, boom. Worse than the previous bill, it was for 6 years. No, one of the worst things is 5 years, no taxes. Back taxes, waived. It has pardon provisions in it. I remember my dad basically having everything he had, even though I remember him going, my God, I paid him, and the accountants had the lawyers, but they did the retroactive 89 tax law and came back and said, you owe all this. Remember that? I remember seeing my dad have everything he had taken. He didn't get what the Mexicans are going to get or what the Russians are going to get or what any other illegal aliens are going to get because, again, Americans, it's open season on us. Just like cops pull you over and you're an illegal alien, don't have a driver's license, they let you go. It's admitted. You're a citizen, you might get your head slammed in the car because you're here to be run over. You're here to be spit on. You're here to be treated like trash. You're here to be run over. You understand that?
Because you're stupid. You're fat. And I mean psychologically you're fat. You're slovenly. You think everything's owed to you. You think you got rights. You've been living in denial. Oh, they've been building concentration camps all around you. And finally it's in the Houston Chronicle and saying we need to get rid of free speech. You understand how late in the game it is? But here's the deal. Not only is Trent Lott saying restrict talk radio today, Tony Blair, now folks, the birthplace of modern free speech, literally 800 years ago in 1215, 790-something years ago, at Runnymede. You don't know what it is, you better learn about it. Was England. Now, Tony Blair, when he got elected in the late 90s, said, I'm getting rid of the Magna Carta. And, man, he meant it. I remember reading that in the BBC. He gave a speech saying, we're getting rid of the Magna Carta. Now, that's what the Bill of Rights is based on. He just came right out and said it. And you know what? He's done it, folks. They arrest you if you criticize the government now in England. You don't believe me? I have hundreds of articles. And the articles are saying it's good. Folks, I've been in England, and I've been in England 2 years ago, and they walk right up and say, I'm taking your name down, putting you in a terror database. You're not allowed to even be out here walking around the streets with a camera, with just millions of cameras aimed at the people of London. Now they're making it even more draconian. They call it hate speech if you criticize the government. See, it starts with some minority group. You go, oh, that sounds reasonable, and then it's everything. Here is Tony Blair, Blair Bank's new online journalism regulator. That is a speech he gave. He's about to leave office. Tony Blair comes right out, gives a speech at a media convention to Reuters, and he says that new restrictions on internet journalism, saying that it's become more pernicious and less balanced, and he said, let me read you the exact quote, that the alternative media behaves like a feral beast. That means you don't control us. Yeah, we are feral. But he had particularly harsh words for the non-traditional media outlets, particularly the Internet. I used to be thought, and I included myself in this, was a help on the horizon. New forms of communications would provide new outlets to bypass the increasingly shrill tenor of the traditional media. In fact, the new forms can be even more pernicious, less balanced, more intent on the latest conspiracy theory multiplied by five. Now, this is a guy who's admittedly taken money and bribes publicly. And he's mad about that, and he wants to be able to shut the media down. He's already issuing D notices to the mainstream media. They don't have free speech down the media in England. Now he wants to shut the web down. Okay? Now they're not playing games. When we get back, we'll tell you what this traitor, the latest thing he's done is, and how it ties into the U.S.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Yeah, our phone system crashed out with all the callers on it. We went to the backup, so if you want to call back in at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, we'll get you up on the air. If you're listening locally in Central Texas off the mothership station that we broadcast out of, it's 836-0590. And we'll get those calls' names lined back up and get you back up on air here. Appreciate the folks in there doing that. Let me cover some news right now. Listen, I'm not joking about these White House memos where they're so degenerate and so evil that they say, yeah, we can torture small children in front of their families, and then it came out that they do that. And I don't mean the public camp, the military laboratory. They admit it's a torture laboratory. They know everybody's innocent there. The CIA deputy director went public a couple of years ago. In fact, we interviewed the CIA section chief who was over the Afghan operations in the war. This is directly from him. And they just admitted that they knew that the Taliban would just go grab whole villages that literally didn't even know where the U.S. was on a map or part of nothing and sell them for between $5,000 and $24,000 a piece per person, boys as young as 11 and up to old men. And they were totally innocent. And they would just load them on C-130s and fly them out to Gitmo for torture testing, where they have a CIA laboratory internally. This is mainstream news, by the way. Don't roll your neocon eyes. I want you to face up to your evil. Knowingly, those real kids tried to get us. No, they weren't. Even if you believe the fairy tale about 9/11, these were innocent people. Hey, so let them die. Like, thank you, tough. Well, you're going to be safe too with everything you got. So you think when you don't care about other people, you think you're going to be safe? That's what I do. Well, good then. Just go ahead then, you little punks. But I want you to know you're scum and you're weak, and you don't know history and you don't know how dangerous the world is. My God, just this morning I was researching for Endgame. I'm finishing up right now. By the film. And, you know, I find these quotes by Zbigniew Brzezinski National Security Advisor, co-founder of Trilateral Commission, where he was supporting Pol Pot, killing millions. And I think, oh, God, this is on Wikipedia. This could be wrong. This encyclopedia is wrong sometimes. I go, this can't be true. I mean, I know he's evil. But I go, this can't be true. And then I'm on an official website of his, one of the think tanks he writes for, where he actually found the entire audio of it and the actual speech, where it was different from the quote I found. He was repeating it, and it was even worse. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. Because every major leader we've got, I've got them where they write books saying the killing millions of innocent people's good. I can find quotes where they're saying torture children. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. I can find... I can just they're a pack of murdering killers. I mean, that's all I can tell you, folks. They are so bloodthirsty. They actually one-up each other. They brag to each other about how ruthless they are. And then they start talking about how they want to get the American people and how they can't wait to get you. And I see y'all running around like a bunch of children. I see these men when I'm at the pool or when I'm at the movies or when I'm at the mall or when I'm on the street. I see these men, and they're real proud. They strut, and they stick their chin up. You see their girlfriend or wife behind them just really getting into how manly their man is. And they're real, and you'll see them just enjoy opening up their car and getting in it. And you'll just see them loving life and feeling like they're $1 million and nothing can stop them. And I'm not even saying any of that's bad. But I know that they're so haughty that if I was to talk to them and go, hey, there's a plan for world government. There's a plan to take your freedom. There's a plan to, I need you to rally to fight this. They're just like, there ain't nothing can touch me. Everything's great. Just like Germans, just like Russians, just like the Chinese, just like everybody else. You got to learn for yourself, don't you? Most of you don't know history, and that's why you're doomed to repeat it. And I come across Bush claims oversight exemption 2. The White House says the president's own order on classified data does not apply to the office of the vice president. Now their own orders don't apply to them. And I got former Soviet dissident warns of EU dictatorship. I'll get into that later if I want. But let me cover this now, and then we'll go to some of your calls. This is out of the Associated Press today. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Cameron's bag raises a few eyebrows. And yeah, I talked about this last week. When you walk up to me and you're wearing a communist star, frankly, just don't talk to me because, I mean, I really have a compulsion to punch you in the nose. I mean, really. I mean, it's not a – I see you as a threat. Believe me, if I saw somebody – and I've been out protesting skinheads before, folks. They got big Nazi flags and Nazi armbands, and I want to punch them in the nose. Now, I don't do it, but most of them are feds, and I'd go to prison for punching a federal officer. That's why there's so many cops guarding them. Oh, you don't believe me? Just out in Orlando a few months ago, it turned out the whole rally was FBI people. It was just all staged. Those groups aren't real. So, yeah, that's why there's so much police protection. You go out and have your protest, you're not going to have that much. They got to protect the feds out there creating the illusion of all this. But my point is that, I mean, I feel violent towards it. Because, folks, Hitler only caused the deaths of 22 million. That's terrible. But as Stalin said, when one man dies, it's a statistic. When a million die, it is a – or when one man dies, it's a – get the exact – I always said when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. I actually was searching for the actual quote. It was in the Russian archives. It was in a speech. I said it many times. And on radio, it is when one man dies, it is a tragedy. When a million dies, it's a statistic. They killed over 120 million people. From Pol Pot to Mao Zedong to Vladimir Lenin and all of them. Stalin, Mr. Steele. And so you got this young Hollywood starlet. And she's out there, and she's out in Peru, and no doubt she did this on purpose. She probably wanted to think, she's probably scared going to those places she's visiting, so she thinks, oh, Shining Path will like me. Shining Path would come into a village, and if you didn't convert, they would kill everyone, including newborn babies. They would cut babies out of women. They would do whatever they wanted for terror, and thank God they failed. Actress Cameron Diaz appears to have committed a major fashion crime in Peru. Oh, see, it's a cute little joke here from the Associated Press. The voice of Princess Fiona in the animated Shrek films may have inadvertently offended Peruvians. Well, how dare them? By the way, it wasn't the trendies come up. It was the little peasants, because they knew what it meant. What she had on there was the banners that the Shining Path used. They were scared. They were freaking out. But you're funny to the trendies. Oh, look at them. They're scared. They don't like me having being slaughtered. Oh, they're not cool. They suffered decades of violence from a Maoist guerrilla insurgency by touring there on Friday with a bag emblazoned with one of Mao Zedong's favorite political slogans. Wonder how those little Peruvian immigrants feel when they're up in Denver, where they've got Mao's restaurant. They've got one in London. All the trendies, you just can't keep them out. They love going and eating at Mao's restaurant and buying all the paraphernalia. While she explored the Inca city of Machu Picchu, high in the Peruvian Andes, Diaz wore over her shoulder an olive-green messenger bag emblazoned with a red star and the words, "Serve the people." Yeah, he sure served them when he killed at least 60 mil. Actual number above 70 mil. It will be conservative. "Serve the people," printed in Chinese on the flap, perhaps Chinese communist leader Mao's most famous political slogan. And another article about it, she said that there's just something about Mao. Yeah, gibbering demon creatures like Mike Tyson like him too. Making 20, 30 mil a fight, and he's got Mao Zedong on his arm. Okay? I mean, to make up for the number he killed, you'd have to have three Hitlers on you. But again, the media doesn't ever tell you it's bad, because David Rockefeller and the globalists, they wrote books about it, helped fund Mao, that now admits that the CIA put Mao in over the nationalist. And again, the people running America wanted the Khmer Rouge. The people running America now put Mao in. The people running America want to do that here. You understand that, Cameron? Diaz, it says, "The Maoist Shining Path insurgency took Peru to the edge of chaos in the 1980s and 90s in a campaign of massacres, assassinations, and bombings, claiming the lives of 70,000 people." Yeah. So keep your Mao BS. Excuse me, I'm out of control today. Keep it to yourself! Keep it to yourself, you scum! And keep all of the rest of your bull to yourself. We'll be right back with your calls.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Oh, Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Here's an example of the New World Order is all around us. In the KLBJ studios where I broadcast out of, they've got the television on with Gordon Brown, the new British Prime Minister, with Tony Blair leaving. Now, I happen to have a skinny on Gordon Brown. He publicly gives speeches calling for world government, destruction of England's sovereignty, openly. He calls himself a conservative. He's about as conservative as Mao Zedong. It's just sick. And, man, you talk about scary when this guy talks. He's got eyes that look like a great white shark's, completely dead. But it's the words that matter. And I just start thinking about what they're doing. I mean, here in the U.S., Dick Cheney and Bush have announced they're above the law, even their own federal laws, even their own executive orders. They're above all laws, including murder and torture. And that's in White House memos now. And it's just, this is ABC News. Cheney power grab says White House rules don't apply to him. Let me pull up some more for you. Cheney declares VP not part of executive branch, autonomous from entire government and all laws. I mean, folks, we are in trouble. Here's an editorial about it. Cheney exempts himself from reality. But again, Dick Cheney is nothing but a complete puppet who runs the now offshore corporation Halliburton that has moved to Dubai, Pakistan, but will still get all the no-bid contracts on the ongoing war that, by the way, is going exactly as the Pentagon planned. Expand it, stay there, have chaos, exterminate the population. That's an official U.S. and Israeli documents. But, of course, you won't read them. You'll just make the decision to claim that it's not true what I just said. The people running the U.S., the people running England, are working to destroy them. Do you understand that? In fact, I have all the mainstream articles right here in front of me where Tony Blair, the last thing he did leaving office last week, was to sign an executive order, which, again, has no force of law over the parliament, claiming that something Europe got to vote on 2 years ago, and the Europeans said, no, we don't want to lose all of our local courts, we don't want to lose our Bill of Rights, under the EU Constitution, attacks on free speech, private property, all these things, it's billed but by the time it's on our media, it is billed as a human rights law. Oh, Tony Blair just wants human rights. A new law, and then you read it, and it puts England under the EU supercourts. In fact, let me just go to prisonplanet.com, because I have a bunch of articles I meant to print off, and they're not here in the stack. But if you go down to the globalization section on the site. We have all the headlines. Treaty hands swaths of power to Brussels. That's the capital of the EU. Here's another one. Blair hands power to EU time bomb as treaty starts to unravel. Now, they always say that to fool you so it can pass. Over 90% in major polls, it was 80-plus, but when they did the secret deal, new polls just came out, over 90% of the British people are against this. What's the government do? Both major parties, both the Conservative Tories and Labour, have circled the wagon and are announcing, sorry, that's the way it is, we're doing it. We're handing over total control of the EU to the EU of our government. And there he is, that traitor, right now on the television set, Gordon Brown. What a piece of filth. Oh, man, I just can't handle it anymore. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Coming up, I'm going to get into viruses that are in vaccines that attack your brain, but they tell you they're good for you. The good news is the people are waking up that the government is corrupt. Also, Michael Moore, 9/11 could be an inside job. Of course, on the heels of, he's putting out a movie about how socialized health care is good. So, just Michael Moore or something else, man. We'll get into that. Oh, by the way, the EU earlier this week, this is mainstream news, said that if you say the EU is bad and you resist it politically, you're on a terrorist list. Folks, you can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just incredible. Do you know what's in the Patriot Act? I've read it. Man, it's scary. Do you know what's in the Military Commissions Act? Do you know what is in the Enemy Combatant Act? Do you know? Well, I do. And I read what Cheney just said. Cheney now claims if he just writes something, it's law. Folks, this is the same thing as saying that they can kill people on the White House lawn and barbecue people. But I mean, hell, they might as well. They've said worse things in the memos. They can torture children. I mean, we're living in the Twilight Zone. But you're wedded to them because, well, I'm a conservative and they're better than Hillary. Don't you understand? Do you like being gamed and fooled? Don't you understand that they're running a bunch of dead horse candidates? I mean, Giuliani is more liberal in many cases than even Hillary. And more pro-war, so you like him. Giuliani, the penguin, the son of a known capo mob boss. I mean, this is what a joke we've become. You're like, I don't believe that. Go look it up. It's mainstream news. I didn't even know that until a few months ago, though. I thought, well, he had mob connections. And then I went and read, my God, mainstream books and newspaper articles. Oh, my God. My point is that he will lose the Republican. If Giuliani was to win the Republican nomination, he would lose hands down against Democrats. No problem. And then you're going to get Hillary. You're going to get Hillary. Only Ron Paul can beat Hillary. Then Las Vegas, a month after I've been reporting that, did the odds, one of the biggest booking odds agencies, the big one that does all the NFL stuff. It's pretty exact name. It's NFL something. They, and several others did it too, did the analysis, and they said Ron Paul is the only one that can beat Hillary. Now they took him from 200-1 to 15-1, and now he's only 5-1. See, they're saying to win the Republican nomination. But if he was to win it, he could beat Hillary. And I'm not going to go through the whole breakdown and why. I've done that before. Most of you know why. That's why they're not giving him the attention. That's why the Republican Party in Iowa is blocking him from that televised forum that they're going to have. So there's going to be a giant demonstration there. They're not going to distract from Ron Paul. He's going to be out front talking to the cameras. Turns out the head of the Iowa group that's blocking Ron Paul from the next forum, they're not calling it a debate, it's a televised forum, a discussion, it is a debate, is one of John McCain's top campaign managers. He's the manager in that state, but also on his board. And, of course, John McCain's not meant to win. He's a ringer, too, folks. They're running a bunch of old, broke-back horses against that demon-eyed, thoroughbred Hillary. While Fox Television and News Corp and Roger Ailes are advising her, and Rupert Murdoch has dinner with her each week for the last 4 years, they are behind her. They got the nerve to have Sean Hannity up there claiming his show's about defeating Hillary. Bull! It's about keeping you in your place and making sure as conservatives you don't actually wake up till it's too late. You ever heard of camouflage in the military? You ever heard of enemy forces dressing up in your own uniform? All these neocon talk show hosts, they dress up in conservative uniforms, and they walk right up to you when you turn your back. They stick that stiletto right in your neck. And you're like, oh, thank you, Hannity. Thank you, Wiener Savage.
Thank you, all of you. Oh, thank you for being traitors to the Republic. Oh, it's so sweet of you.
You just love losing. You love being conned. You love being gamed. See, I won't sit here and tell you, you're a great American. You're a great American. Oh, we're great Americans. Oh, America's great. Oh, everything's fine. Oh, we're the good guys. Oh, we're the da-da-da-da-da.
No, man, we're decadent. We're evil. We're in trouble. We've been overrun by foreign corporations that are literally looting us and selling us out and acting like the ship's going to sink. Well, I mean, folks, if 5 years ago you thought corporate moves overseas and you thought the brain drain was bad in the U.S. for the first time in history, the people are leaving here, and the elite buying private islands was bad and escaping. That was like they'd taken the couches and maybe the bookshelves out. They're ripping the wallpaper out. They're taking out the chandeliers. They're ripping the sinks out of the country right now. I mean, they're pulling up the flooring, man, running out the back door with it. Hell, they're even pulling the walls out now. While wrapping themselves in American flags on the news going, America, oh yeah, fighting for your freedom. They just flap an American flag in front of you like a zombie. You go, oh, America, patriotic. It's this very Republican Party with the Democrats in league right now for total amnesty of convicted aggravated felons. They get tax exemption, no taxes for 5 years. That's in the bill. That's in there. But you're like, America, and you got your big old truck with big old tires and rebel flags and support the troop flags everywhere. You're driving around, had a few liquors. Oh, yeah, you're feeling real good right now, boy. America's doing so good for you. Everything's going to be all right. You're a country and you love America. I mean, that's the spirit of it. And I'm going, no, they've taken over. They're destroying the nation. They're lowering our defenses. They're totally selling us out. Mayday, 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 mayday. You just listen to that hardcore commie over there. And I'm like, no, actually, our own government funded the Soviets and funded the Maoists and funded them all. Here, they wrote books about it. Here, the people that did it admit it. Here's History Channel with the head of the CIA admitting they put Mao in. Shut up, commie. But no, I'm against the communists. I bet you are, commie. I just like Newt Gingrich. He says we should ban First Amendment and shut you up right now. And Trent Lott says shut down talk radio. I kind of like Hillary now. I like to be conservative. PrisonPlanet.com. We will come back and go right to your calls, I promise. And then we've got the new loving vaccines that attack your brain.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.